This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. At noon on Wednesday, Humboldt County deputies arrested a man responsible for alleged crimes over a two-week span. 50-year-old James Martin Pollock was the subject of a two-week crime spree, and it was a CHP officer who saw Pollock's vehicle on Wednesday on Highway 101 near the KOA campground. Earlier in the day, Pollock allegedly attempted to run over Walgreens employees with his vehicle, and he was taken into custody near the KOA campground with the help of Arcata and Eureka Police, along with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Pollock is a suspect in two additional brandishing investigations by Eureka Police, and potentially more than five other similar incidents under investigation by the Sheriff's Office, incidents in which Pollock reportedly claimed to be an FBI agent. He was booked into county jail on a list of charges, including assault with a deadly weapon, along with felony vandalism. At just past midnight on Wednesday, a Humboldt County deputy attempted a traffic stop on a vehicle that had an unreadable rear license plate near School Road and Central Avenue in McKinleyville. The vehicle initially failed to yield but eventually pulled over, and the deputy contacted the driver, 47-year-old Sharon Erickson, who was on probation. The strong odor of marijuana was emanating from the vehicle, and a subsequent search turned up more than 100 pounds of marijuana as well as a handheld scale. Erickson was arrested and booked into county jail on a list of charges, including possession and a number of driving violations. Dan Squire has news out of Mendocino County.
Federal law enforcement officials, with the assistance of the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, arrested a Mendocino County man this week on child pornography charges. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office reports that Homeland Security had been tracking the online activities of 32-year-old Curtis Muller and discovered through Interpol he had allegedly shared images of child porn with a man in England. Mendocino detectives and federal agents served a search warrant at Mueller's Ukiah residence and found additional evidence of suspected child porn. He was booked into county jail.
Thank you, Dan. After more than 30 years of serving as a UC cooperative official working closely with Humboldt and Delnor counties, Deborah Giroux plans to retire next week. Giroux began her career in the UC Cooperative Extension in Humboldt County in 1984, and throughout the years, she has worked with farmers and ranchers in both Humboldt and Delnor counties, and has also worked with children's programs, particularly 4-H, and local agriculture businesses. In the 2011 year, Giroux was also awarded with grant funding to work with the Hoopa, Yurok, Karuk, and Wiyaw tribes on agriculture. She will retire next Friday, June 30th. Arcata residents are reminded to be prepared for traffic delays and detours as work paving, concrete work, and sewer maintenance is conducted on city streets over the next 3 months. Work will be done on Buttermilk Lane and H Street each workday, and some days will feature extended work hours. Motorists and residents should be prepared for detours and road closures. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website,
theshoppingshow.net,
and join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show
on KINS 106.3 FM,
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley,
and KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Bureau of Land Management has opened a 30-day protest period related to a proposed resource management plan amendment and environmental analysis for the Headwaters Forest Reserve near Eureka. The amendment would allow the Bureau to thin up trees up to 24 inches in diameter, use prescribed fires, and reduce the accumulation of hazardous fuels, among other tasks. Those who took part in the planning process for the plan amendment can submit written protest, and the deadline for submission is July 24th. For more information, you can contact officials with the Bureau of Land Management. Starting next Monday, the Bureau of Land Management will begin implementing fire restrictions for public lands that are managed by the Arcata and Ukiah field offices. Those fire restrictions include prohibiting all campfires and barbecues except in developed campgrounds, no smoking except within designated areas, as well as no vehicles or internal combustion engines off established roads or trails. With the fire season approaching, the restrictions are being implemented to limit the threat of wildfires on public lands, especially since dry fuels and high temperatures can augment the threat of a wildfire. For more information on the list of restrictions, you can contact the Bureau of Land Management. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.